Today is National HIV Testing Day and marks the beginning of National HIV Testing Month in July, an annual campaign to raise awareness about the importance of HIV testing. WBAI's Linda Perry has the story.
Here it is 3 decades since the first case of HIV surfaced. But of the estimated 1.2 million people living with HIV, 1 out of 5 do not know they are infected. That's why National HIV Testing Month was started, to bring awareness to the need for testing. Jose Calderon, president of the Hispanic Federation, says the huge tragedy about this disease is that it can be prevented.
It is high time that we put an end to this epidemic, and the way we're going to do that is making sure that everyone gets tested for HIV.
James Kingston Wilson of the AIDS Service Center of New York City says the key to fighting the AIDS pandemic is by destigmatizing HIV testing. One of the biggest problems he sees is fear. People are afraid to get tested. They are afraid of the unknown. They feel that if they don't know, it's not there.
They have anxiety. A lot of people still have the negative stigma attached to HIV. They feel that if they were diagnosed with an HIV diagnosis, that their life is over, which is no longer the case. We're in an age where medication is and treatment adherence is the key to end this. And we can do it if we all stand united. We need to reach across the aisles. It's not about Republicans. It's not about Democrats. It's not about independents. It's not about Hispanics, blacks, white, brown, whatever. It's all aspects of every life are affected by this pandemic.
Daniel Leyva is with the Latino Commission on AIDS. Leyva has been living with HIV since 1997. He says it's important to remain visible, present, vocal, and to convey an accurate picture of what it's like to have the virus.
Because we know firsthand what HIV feels like, what HIV looks like. And unfortunately, there is still a lot of romanticizing about HIV. Some people think, oh, you know, we have medication, we have treatment, there are services. Not that bad. I would like to say to anyone listening, yeah, it is pretty bad. It's very, very bad. Medication is pretty toxic. Your quality of life is never the same. So the best thing you can do is to, number one, take the HIV test. If you are HIV positive, seek out treatment immediately. There is a lot of treatment available. If you're HIV negative, do everything you can to remain negative.
Leyva says he has understanding of the disease now and knows people may be fearful and not know the mechanics of the disease.
And I think it's important for me to be open and to understand that people are afraid and not taking it personal. And not overreact to that, and instead transforming it into an educational opportunity. Because it is best when somebody asks me and people engage me in a conversation in which I can clarify certain myths about HIV than leaving people with their ideas that may be affecting themselves, you know, maybe preventing them from taking the HIV test.
Reverend Maria Isabel Santiago said 30 years ago at the start of the epidemic, the Episcopal Church came out with a saying, "Our church has AIDS."
And that phrase really mobilized at least the Episcopal Church at that time and others to start getting involved, right, in the churches and their communities and really work with the people infected and affected. And through the years, for 30 years, some churches have been doing that and more have joined in the effort to eliminate, but still, we still have infections, as it was said. You know, some areas, some groups are still increasing, and what we want is to stop, right? And so one way of stopping, as other people have said also, is that we need the education and we need testing, because the early you detect, so the treatment will be better, as with any other health issue.
Santiago says the church should be active in promoting early testing. Approximately 20% of HIV-positive New Yorkers are unaware they are infected. 33% of persons newly identified with AIDS just waited too long to be tested. They are diagnosed with AIDS within a year. Since September 2010, a New York State law requires people receiving primary care and hospital services to be offered HIV testing. But Jose Calderon says this is not standard.
Unfortunately, it's very uneven the way it's happening across our hospitals. And so we want to make sure that all of our hospitals are doing this as part of what they regularly do, right? You know, you have to ask someone if they want to take the HIV test, but that's not happening, unfortunately, in a systemic way across our hospitals. So I know HHC has kind of stepped up and some other medical institutions like Mount Sinai, but we need to see more of that.
National HIV Awareness Day today is a springboard for National HIV Testing Month in July. The hope is that HIV testing will extend throughout the year and then year after year. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.